you have been a trustee, and as that, you've also been deputy mayor. Why did you decide to take the step and be mayor?
Well, I started out as trustee 12 years ago, and that went 4 years. And then one of the three people that we ran on the teamwork party line stepped down. He had just gotten remarried and wanted to spend more time with his family. So then I stepped up to the deputy mayor. So I've been that for the last 8 years. When we came into office, there was, let's call it, a lot of turmoil. There were a lot of things that were wrong, and we spent a long time fixing them. And we've gotten the village to the point now where it's on its feet, and I want to see what we've done continued.
So even with that, there seems like there were quite a few issues in this campaign. What are some of the first priorities and some of the first issues that cropped up during the campaign that you plan to address when you're sworn in April?
Really nothing crept up on me in the while campaigning. It's all just issues we've been dealing with. We've been working on for 4 years is the vacation rental permit. That was a long, hard fight to get in place. We finally did that just a little over a year ago, and that's going to be an ongoing project for years to come. And the other big thing we have going on right now is a $10 million Main Street renovation, and that's been consuming a lot of my time. And dovetailing with that, our water plant is 20 years old and it's reached the end of its useful life. So that project is going underway as well, and that's going to dovetail with the Main Street project.
Those three issues, the vacation rental permit, there's still some discussion as to just how that should be handled. My understanding is there's a lot of discussion as to whether non-resident homeowners should be renting properties and things like that. How much is left to work on that issue?
As much as we've done, I'd like to say it's actually a beginning at this point. It's not like what's left to be done. We're just getting to the point where I think we can start addressing the problems. Before a year ago, we had to have joint meetings between the village and town, and we had to have consensus from both boards to pass any legislature. And now we have, when we put the vacation rental permit in place a year ago, in that is a law that says in the village we control what happens here, and in the town they control what happens there. So we can now go our own ways, and that's very important from the standpoint that the town's view of vacation rentals and the village are really 180 degrees. The town has bigger properties that are more spread out, and they have land they can develop, and they don't look on vacation rentals with such a scrutinizing eye as we do, because in the village we have just the opposite. We have small properties, people are right on top of each other, and we have the bulk of the vacation rentals because they all want to be near Main Street. So you can see where all that before, when we had to have a consensus, made it very difficult. But now we can bring people in, listen to their problems, and we can tailor it to the village residents by street and by neighborhoods versus trying to have one big blanket law.
All right. It seems like 10 years ago, the big issue regarding housing was affordable housing, and now it's kind of morphed into vacation rentals, and affordable housing is also intertwined with this. So it really seems like Lake Placid is encountering a very complex situation here.
Yeah, I mean, you touched upon a few things. 10 years ago, many years ago, affordable housing was very hard in Lake Placid. It was one of the things that we were asked 12 years ago when we first came into office. It really hasn't changed. The two things that have really changed is Lake Placid has really become discovered, and we're an island. There's not a lot of property up here, and what is here, the more people want it, the higher the prices go. And then the other issue is the vacation rental, which has really blossomed, let's say, in the last 2 years, and it's taking up homes that people could buy to live here. And that's the long and short of it.
One of the other things that's going on in Lake Placid, and I know that I've spoken to outgoing Mayor Craig Randall about this in the past, is the Main Street upgrade. This has been planned for years, and you're going to have shovels in the ground, basically, as you begin your mayoral term. This is a big thing for the village of Lake Placid. For the listeners who may not realize this is going to be going on, how ready are residents and businesses for this?
Well, there's never a good time for construction. Let's start with that. The only thing that makes it really timing now is the fact that we have grant money, which will take 70% of the cost of this project away. We have a great need. The first need is the salt water going into Mira Lake, which is one of the few lakes in the Adirondacks that has a road that goes all the way around it, which puts it in higher jeopardy than the other lakes. The other problem we have is on Main Street, our water line is 100 years old and it has no shutoffs. So if there was ever a problem, you have to shut down the whole street just to fix a problem. And you can imagine if that happened in the middle of July, say during Ironman or a lacrosse tournament. So those are the two biggies that are pushing the Main Street project.
Well, also having been a pedestrian many times in Lake Placid, this infrastructure project is also taking a look at how the tourists and the walkability and the visibility is going to work. Why did city leaders decide to include that as part of the project when a lot of it was really based on the infrastructure needs of fixing what was happening below ground and concerns for Mirror Lake and things like that?
Well, a lot of things that you have that you're not complying with are grandfathered. And once you do any kind of construction, those are no longer something that you can't address. And as much as we've tried to address in the past, we did what we could. But now that we're doing a complete redo of Main Street, it's our chance to bring everything into compliance. I'm thinking of the end of Main Street. If you know where the north end is, if you're familiar with Lake Placid, that whole intersection is really out of compliance with practicality and ADA standards, and that's one of the areas that will be addressed, as well as many other spots on Main Street. And Mayor Randall did put a very nice task force together that was really made up of a task force from years before and tried to address every issue from elders being on Main Street to people that are in ADA situations that need to be able to have inclines they can navigate. So really the whole package was really looked at.
Part of this is occurring in advance of the World University Games in 2023. That's a big event that not just Lake Placid, but Orta is getting ready for. Orta's also just recently approved some upgrades at several of its facilities. What's the village's role in preparing for the World University Games above and beyond the Main Street renovations and such?
Well, you know, a lot of people say, how does a small village like Lake Placid get the things done and hold the events we hold? And the only way we do that is that so much volunteers, so many people helping out, and all of our entities working together. And, you know, the Main Street is just one aspect of this. But as you mentioned, with the World University Games coming, we have major construction that's taking place on the state level at the Olympic facilities. And if you haven't seen a lot of those, let me know if you'd like to come over, and I'm sure we can arrange a tour for you. And we have the roads that are coming into Lake Placid that will be under construction, especially the drainage. And then you have the work right in the village with Orta on the speed skating oval. And, of course, all that affects all the events that we have, as well as mixing in the pandemic. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think the answer is teamwork.
You mentioned the pandemic. It's obviously affected every community across the country and the globe, really, in the past year. When you take a look at Lake Placid, what's happened during the pandemic? How has it affected Lake Placid for sporting events, for tourism, for the village's bottom line? How has the pandemic affected Lake Placid?
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see. That's three questions in one. Let me see if I can answer them all. As far as sporting events go, it basically shut us down. It happened last March that everything, as you know, blossomed into being. and we were just getting ready to hold a skating competition and the ECAC hockey tournaments. And within days, those tournaments were shut down. And then we were still hoping this would pass in 2 months like everybody else. But next thing you know, the horse show didn't happen, and the Ironman didn't happen, and the rugby and the lacrosse, and it went on from there. So that end was just really brought to a screeching halt. And as far as business goes, that was 2 or 3 months. But by the beginning of June, they were starting to allow people to come here with social distancing, and good plans were put in place here between Roost and the village and the town. And for the most part, that worked very well. And let's also give credit to where credit is due. It wasn't all us. We have a lot of wide open spaces, and that's the best way to fight COVID. The biggest problems I think you have are in the city, such as New York, where you can't get away from people. When you go to commute, you're packed in tightly. So we became a great place to go, and that did help us up here. That answered two of your questions. I'm trying to remember what the third one was.
What it meant for the revenues, the economy of Lake Placid.
You know, that's a good one. Some people did very well. I've talked to people that have had 125% of their best year ever. I own a motel in Lake Placid, and I'm 40% down from the year before. It just really depended on where you were, like some of the people that were on the lake. Of course, we had the best summer we've ever had in our lives. Every day was sunny, warm, and nice. It was perfect lake weather. And people in the boat rental business, they were doing great. So some people, like the movie theaters, had to be shut down the whole year, and I imagine they're having a tough time of it. I'm in one of the motels that my goal was to survive, so I count myself as lucky. And other people did very well. So it was all across the board. If you take the visitor bureaus, they take the bed tax in. They say they were down 10%. So I guess if you look at the overall package, things weren't that bad.
I guess a lot of people must have been doing like day trips, or they did camping, so they didn't necessarily need hotels, but they might have used other services, things like that, because, you know, heard a lot about the overcrowding of the high peaks last year, too. So,
well, but don't forget one of the problems that we had. Yes, we had a lot of people here, but they weren't here for the specific events like they normally would be. I'm a golfer, and when you have Ironman, lacrosse, rugby here, they're here for their events, and the golf courses are just empty. And now, with none of those events happening, the state sites were all shut down, and the people that did come here had to be somewhere. So, yes, they were back hiking on the trails. They were out on the lake. I think the lakes had the highest incident of usage they've ever had. If we're lucky enough to get out of this pandemic, I do see things going back to many places for people to go, and that will take the strain off of things like hiking trails and lakes.
Art Devlin, is Lake Placid planning to have some of these major events in 2021?
Well, I believe it's just like last year. Last year, all these events were planned, and they were all subject to change without notice. It was all dependent on what the governor set out as guidelines and what they would allow, and that trickles down to the county level and then goes to the town level. And I was just at a meeting the other day where the Ironman is looking at the possibility of holding the event, but it really depends on how things are in 2 months, 3 months from now. I mean, if all of a sudden we have 70% of the nation vaccinated, I could see the Ironman in some shape or form. If Canada's border isn't open, they wouldn't be here. If the international borders aren't open, they wouldn't be here. I could see possibly not having any spectators, but really, once again, that all comes back to what the governor says is safe and what isn't.
Art, are you prepared for a challenging time, at least at the beginning of your tenure as mayor?
Well, you know, I've been at this for 12 years. I've been deputy mayor for 8 years. And what I've learned, the deputy mayor's job is the mayor has everything come at him, and he can't handle everything. And the deputy mayor's job is to pick up the things that really shouldn't fall through the cracks. So I've been involved at that level and keeping up with what the mayor's been doing. So it's really the same job, but just a few rungs up the ladder, so to speak. But to answer your question, yes, I'm ready.